Hello, this is Wesley Snipes. And when I'm divinely inspired and spiritually motivated, I listen to BBSRadio.com.
They're starting to. Maybe they don't want to. But
well, you still have fans here, you know? This is for all the fans in Germany, actually. This is Xenia Sieber calling. I don't need to tell who I am because everybody here knows it anyway. But there's German fans who really want to hear Dr. Fred Bell's Health, Science, and Energy show on BBSRadio.com.
Hello. This is Wesley Snipes. And when I want to get tuned in, tuned up, and not tuned out, I listen to Dr. Fred Bell, Health and Sciences show on BBSRadio.com. Mary had a little lamb, Mary had a little lamb, and went off to the Pleiades. Woo!
Well, as you can tell, tonight, you know, it's been raining in California. Hear the wind. Listen to that wind. I'm telling you, I'm having to hold the microphone down because it's really blowing out there tonight. Wow. So anyhow, I guess I had an intro from Wesley Snipes. Let's wish him luck. He's in the middle of his IRS trial. Wesley was here not too long ago, and he told me that... He gave him the $12 million, but he asked for it back, and then he got arrested, you know, for asking for the $12 million back, and then of course, not filing some returns. You should at least file some returns, I guess. That's the message. So we'll pray, you know, pray that Wesley comes through this okay. He's a good man, just a little bit ignorant on the fact of who he does for his tax counsel. I wouldn't use those guys, and unfortunately, I think he's being tried with with two jerks from Florida. You're listening to Dr. Fred Bell's Health, Science, and Energy show at BBSRadio.com. And by the way, if you go over to YouTube, we're starting to put up the laser show in the living room. It's just a piece of it got put up. The music isn't right, but it's coming. Also on our RaysOfTruth.tv, we've been shooting videos with high definition for the last 2 or 3 days. All of the BBS archive shows are going to be over there. A lot of new stuff on contacts, and we went onto a top secret government installation the other day. We snuck in the back door a little bit, not too far from here. That's videotape. So that's over on RaysOfTruth.tv. The other thing I want to announce is that, unfortunately, you know, gold has gone up a bit. It will come down, but right now it's up. And as a result of gold going up a bit, like about 50%, 100%, we haven't raised our prices on our projectors or any gold products in 6 years. So I would recommend before this weekend, I'll be over at Woodland Hills doing a big show over there with the SoundHealingCenter.com. And I'll be playing a concert tomorrow night. And I get paid a lot of money not to play, just so you know that. I get paid a lot of money to stop playing or not to play. Well, the not to play music money wasn't that good. So I'm going over to play a concert, and I'm betting that they're going to cut the concert quick and pay me to not finish the concert. That's usually bigger money. So if you want to come over and see me get thrown out of a concert, that would be at Woodland Hills Marriott Warner Brothers Center. Yes, the Warner Brothers Studio Center. Great place. And so I'm going to be in all kinds of trouble this weekend. You might even read about me in the news. Piano player gets locked up for hitting wrong note and not taking exit money. You know, that's probably how it's going to go. So anyway, get your stuff at Paradigm because we are going to have a 15% increase on all gold-bearing products across the board. I apologize for that. Originally, my Pyridome, when I started this company in 1975, sold for $9.95. And I had a healthy, probably $7 profit in that. And it launched this company. Today, selling the same product for like $29.95, there's probably half the profit that I had in those days, and the price is way high. So that's inflation. Inflation. But the gold prices will come down. You watch. This always happens during an election. And I predict that the gold prices will come down probably April or May, maybe June, probably in the $700 range. And that's when I'd go out and buy some gold if I were you. Anyhow, tonight's guest is a real strange kind of guy. You'll find him hanging out at my booth in New York and Florida. We'll be down in Florida in May. But anyway, you've heard him before. His name is Steve Barish. Now, what Barish means in Pleiadian, they haven't been able to interpret that. Are you there, Steve?
Yes, I am, Fred. How you doing?
Good, man. How's everything going out there in Barish land? Have you got the wind blowing like we do here?
Oh, yeah.
I just opened the door up
all
the
night.
Then I close the window, and then you don't hear it. But as soon as I open the window, is it blowing back there like you? Like that?
Not as much as yours, but it's blowing.
Oh, man, listen to this. I'm going to open the window up.
That's cool.
That's serious stuff, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's going to be shoveling rain out here soon. Actually, it snowed all over the place. I have a hobby of repairing TV sets. They're out of the 50s. They were made by Philco, those big, the separate screen, you know, you had a box and then a big long wire going to your picture tube. You could carry it around.
Right.
Or it was on the top. I have a bunch of those. I gave up repairing them. So I have a friend of mine. He's over in near Bakersfield, and he was going to bring some repaired units over here. And I guess it snowed in a little bit up on the grapevine here, you know. Because that wind is really, it's pretty windy. But anyhow, what have you been doing all week besides your radio show?
I've been actually doing a lot of new energy work.
Have you?
And we talked a little bit about it today. And I guess some wonderful things are happening for me. The mitochondria in my cell is twice the size. That's the energy part of the cell.
Right.
And that's been changing for about the last month or so. I think we talked about that a couple of weeks ago, Fred.
Yeah, we did. Yeah,
right.
You called me up and you were paranoid the other day a little bit.
Right. I didn't know what it was, and it's just something that's something that's happening naturally.
Did you get some niacin like I told you?
Excuse me?
Did you take some niacin?
Yes.
Oh, good.
Yes. Took the niacin.
That helped?
Gave me a rush, I'll tell you that. It's really good stuff.
Yeah, so, yeah, it does. And niacin is very powerful. It's B3, but what it does is when you take it into your body, it hooks up to guanine. It creates a guanine, which is in the pituitary.
Right.
Which is a step up beyond vasopressin. Vasopressin is the hormone that's been duplicated in the form by Sandoz, and they call it vasopressin. And you squirt it in your, the trade name is Diapid. You squirt it up your nose and it takes away paranoia and you feel good. But the problem is, you keep doing it, your body gets in the habit of that. And it won't manufacture vasopressin, then you're really in bad shape. So you need lysine and arginine. But, you know, to trigger that reaction, you need B3. And when you have B3 on an empty stomach, after you do the histamine thing where you light your face up like bright red, then what happens is it produces guanine, which is really a very powerful psychic mood elevator.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a mood elevator, which is, you know, is vasopressin, and then when you add guanine to it, it becomes a psychic mood elevator, and that's what you needed. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, Jesus used to get sick, too. I mean, all healers get sick. People have to have a tendency to think that healers never get sick, but healers sometimes get sick more than the patients. Because we pick up all their energy and we can't get rid of it.
Yep.
Yeah, so
there's a lot of times that I can convert it, but there's a lot of times when I can't convert it.
Yeah, when I used to do a lot of healing of cancer, you know, my laying on of the hands, I don't do that anymore because people end up getting it again back in the 80s or 70s.
Mm-hmm.
I ended up with cancer several times, and I've had to go out in the desert and pray and burn it off. But, you know, I realized that you can't take a disease off a person permanently. You can take it off temporarily, and then you got to put them on the trail of how not to get it again. You know, Jesus
it's interesting. We can
Lazarus, who died of cancer, and then 10 years later, after Jesus was crucified, Lazarus died again of cancer.
Mm-hmm.
So he had to give him 10 years of life, but I don't know if it was quality of life, you know.
Now, I think the interesting part of it is, Fred, is that we can change things over. We can maneuver things and bring in healing power. It's up to the client to rely on themselves at that particular point after we do that. In other words,
exactly.
We
no,
can
right.
heal them. Excuse me?
You're right. You're totally right, yeah.
Yes. So it's we can do it. We can actually heal people, but it's up to them to take it a step further.
Yeah.
And through prayer and meditation, I think they can continue that on. I'm very well sure they can.
Yeah, I agree.
There's been some very interesting things. I told you about the guy that came in this afternoon, a very good friend of mine. He does computers, and his arms were tight. But the following client was very interesting. His name is Curtis. And Curtis is loaded with energy, but tonight it was extremely different, Fred. I've never seen anything like this before in my life. And I believe that it has a lot to do with the portament.
Yeah, the portament is awesome.
Yeah, what's happening is that when Curtis was on the table, his energy became completely white. I mean, the room went completely stone white. But the interesting part, Fred, above the head, at the seventh chakra, about 6 feet from that, and it was through the wall, because when you start dealing with the projectors, you can actually see through walls, you can see through anything, and it's just amazing how this thing works.
Yeah.
Projectors are fabulous. But anyhow, right above, right where his seventh chakra was, 6 feet away, the light turn yellow and pure white. I've never seen a color, and the colors became clear. In other words, I believe we reached a point where we're going past the violet color.
Yeah, well, the violet is a 402 nanometer, and when you go beyond that, you know, butterflies see there, and when mm-hmm. you go beyond 402 nanometers, you're going right onto the astral plane.
Yes.
Know? That the next step up in radiation, of course, is gamma rays.
Okay.
But but what happens is, you know, it's like imagine this. The best way to describe it is the Back to the Future movie that Spielberg did.
Yes.
That with that stupid car.
Gotcha.
You get the car going to a certain speed, and it's going to hit a brick wall, but then suddenly it goes into another dimension.
Yeah,
just dematerializes, and that's what happens at 402 nanometers. That just happens to be the frequency that the human psyche will enter into the astral plane. And the neat thing about it is, normally we do that in dream state automatically if we're not too
mm-hmm.
toxic.
Mm-hmm.
But not being toxic, you can do that with the projectors if you use a violet laser with them. You haven't got into this yet, but. I recently have been acquiring every single violet laser I can get my hands on
mm-hmm.
Because they're rare and expensive, and using them with the projectors.
Mm-hmm.
Because once the human body resonates at 402 nanometers, which is just on the border of violet and indivisibility, your consciousness jumps across to the other side.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Pretty cool, huh?
It's wonderful, Fred, because I was actually looking outside the room at this color.
Yeah.
In other words, remember we were talking about...
a butterfly would see that color.
Pardon me?
A butterfly would see that color.
Okay.
But
so,
it normally wouldn't.
Whatever we're doing with the projectors and the portamid, I believe the portamid has a lot to do with it now, Fred,
It's an astral creature.
Okay.
When you sleep at night, you dream and you're in the portamid. Once you get past that two-hour detox, your aura's out 13 feet and you dream like a gangbuster, you know?
Right.
But you don't, when I go to a hotel, I used to take a portamid with me.
Yeah.
And when I go to a hotel, when I was traveling on, I couldn't take a portamid with me. The dreams suck that you get in a hotel because all those energies have been there. But you put a portamid over your bed in the hotel and you'll rock and roll.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
why the 6 foot one was so popular, because you could break it down and take it with you.
Gotcha. But anyhow, this energy was so beautiful, Fred. It went clear. When actually, it's almost like the wall disappeared.
Yeah.
Again, and I saw this energy on the other side of the wall, which is really incredible to see. It was the prettiest light I have ever seen. And also, what happened was the same light was in his chest. So he was receiving a tremendous amount of energy. Now, unless we're going through another passage, in other words, maybe we're going past another dimension that's opening up for us that are on the realm of wherever we're at.
Yeah.
And being able to see this light. So this is a new kind of light that I have never seen before. I also saw it in his spine when I was looking down his spine, the same light. So it's really incredible.
Yeah.
So I think a lot has to do with the where we're at, plus also the projectors, which are just unbelievably phenomenal.
Yeah, well, we're working with a hologram.
Yes, yes. Well, isn't the universe a holograph?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I believe that between that and the Portamid, tremendous energies are happening.
Well,
so
what people don't realize is that when you talk about hologram, they visualize, you know, some photograph of somebody's face that you can walk around and it stares at you. And it's basically two coherent beams, bodies of light, creating an interference pattern from all directions.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all life is a couple of beams of energy creating an interference pattern that we interpret as a real solid.
Right.
And that is so becoming so evident in quantum physics now. The standard model of quantum physics, they had up to 26 different dimensions of mathematics.
Mm-hmm.
And the calculus and the mathematics of quantum mechanics is basically, if you learn the basic hypothesis of Pythagorean theory, A squared plus B squared equals C squared,
mm-hmm.
which is just two dimensions on a triangle equal, we know that the line going from the ground up, how high it goes up, and then...
Yes.
Then we know the bottom line on the ground going out to the intersection, so that slanted line becomes the unknown. And so by knowing the vertical line and the line parallel to the ground in mathematics,
mm-hmm.
we can predict the length of the top line to the bottom line. That's what Thales did back in 625 BC when he calculated the shadow of the Great Pyramid. Into its actual height, and blew it, and became famous for that.
Gotcha.
So what happens is when we say that there's 26 levels of mathematics in physics, what we're really saying is there's 26 different levels of depth in computing that mm-hmm. angle of that triangle, and we take it out to a circular dimension. That becomes the orbit of an electron around the hydrogen atom.
Mm-hmm.
And then it becomes what are called minus numbers. That becomes predictability of where the atomic event will occur in like a hydrogen atom.
Mm-hmm.
So people think it's, oh, this shit's really out there. It's so far out. But it's not that far out if you break it down and understand it. And that's, it, you know, everybody thinks the cosmologist is some, you know, because they see all these numbers all over a board. But all they're looking at is changes of wavelength, changes of predictions of where the mm-hmm. wavelength is going to be and what the wavelength is and where it's going to be. It's mm-hmm. not that complicated.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm breaking that down in my book pretty good, right inside track. But the bottom line is, it's not that complicated.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to be a mathematician, but what is important is to understand the structure. And that, when you understand the structure, it takes you down into DNA. Because
uh-huh.
all this orbital stuff goes away in DNA.
Mm-hmm.
It
mm-hmm.
goes down to two energies that are very, very much, you know, small, interacting on each other. One's going around the other one. One's going around the other one. And it
yep.
creates a ribbon effect. And
right.
that is the
right.
standard model of physics, which describes the DNA of the human body, which describes pretty much everything. And it's not
yeah.
that complicated, but that's all part of the hologram.
Right, right, right.
And so it's so easy to mentally disrupt that, to change it. If you if you are a negative thinking person and you're in a negative environment, you disrupt it. Mm-hmm. And then what happens is pretty soon the energy, the subatomic particles, quarks, photons, all that stuff, starts getting going weird, and you end up with a distortion that creates a disease condition.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Yes.
Yeah, and so what we're doing, when you're doing the healing, is you're taking the person out of the mental state that created that, you know, disease condition, and you're restabilizing them with your calmness, with your correct ribbonization of and winding up of forces. It's that simple. I mean, it sounds complicated. It's not.
It's really not complicated.
No. And it's so sad that these cosmologists have their heads up there, you know what, because they're so cool, because they have this big mystique of being a cosmologist. And the bottom line is, it's not a mystique at all.
Well,
it's simple math.
Yeah. I'm finding out that we talked about this about 2 months ago.
Yeah, we might have a caller. Hold on. Do you have a caller on the line there? Wasn't sure. Go ahead.
We were talking about when I was working with a couple of clients and being able to see the DNA come out of the body.
Yeah.
And repair it right then and there, and actually it went in automatically.
That's called quantification when you do that.
Is it?
I mean, yeah, we call it healing, but a physicist would call it quantification.
Okay.
Taking out, taking a formula out of the DNA ribbonization, where it ribbons up in a vortex, taking that out, correcting it, and putting it back.
Right.
And you can do it mentally. And
that's what happens.
Have mathematics pour mind energy into formulization.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that great?
That's wonderful, Fred.
Yeah.
Wonderful. I'm glad you're breaking it down so I can understand what I'm
doing. That's why you're my sidekick, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
And you're able to do the work, and I like to explain what you're doing so you can understand it.
Thank you.
Yeah, if it makes sense, you know.
It makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
I'm working with a client, a very nice lady. She has diabetic retinopathy.
Right.
And
how bad are her eyes? Is she losing her vision? Well, you were talking about
that. Well, she's losing her vision a little, and I've stopped a lot of it. What's been happening is that she's had blood go into the eye, the inner eye, and I've been able to clear that out through energy work.
Yeah,
but I can't. I can't
too much
keep
vitamin K, probably.
Maybe you think she might need C.
Well, she needs a thinner. She needs oil.
Okay.
Blood thinners.
But anyhow, it's been interesting work. Very, very interesting work, watching that stuff disappear. She's been seeing a lot more peripherally, and the spots went away in her eye, the blood spots.
Yeah.
So
floaters, and we were talking
about
that on the phone.
Is that what they are, floaters?
Floaters, yeah.
And so she seems
that's
to be getting...
That's common with elderly. And how old is she anyway?
66, I think.
Yeah, a little bit older than me, yeah.
Yeah. And so, you know, things are happening. Things are really happening great out here.
Well, that's really good.
I think with the energy that's coming in, the energy has been extremely powerful, Fred, extremely powerful.
Yeah. Well, you're talking about clarity of the consciousness, basically.
Yeah. And I believe that between the projectors and the nuclear receptors and the projector that I wear, plus the portamid, which is the pyramid, boy, things have been happening just unbelievable in terms of energy. Matter of fact, I have a client named Linda, and she's been having some trouble with her tummy, and so we've been able to help her out. But there's so much happening, Fred.
Yeah, you know, I only delivered two of my daughters, but all three of my daughters were born in the had their first breath of air on this planet in my bedroom inside of a pyramid. Two, I was out of town on Moana, the older one, but I got to deliver the other two. And the other thing that happened with the portamids and the mothers that born these beautiful children, and they were very blessed women, was that they had no labor pain. Yeah. We had no labor pain. We had contractions and maybe one little cramp, but we didn't have any labor pains, no long-term, I'm in pain for 48 hours, labor pains, 0, 0, 0.
That's amazing.
Different women, you know, two different
That's
mothers.
Amazing.
that I was blessed to be with. And then afterwards, the women that had the kids became great friends. And all, of course, my daughters are all close with two mothers. It doesn't matter because the moms are close, you know.
Right, right.
It all worked out. But the bottom line was, when they tell you that this pain of birth, that is such crappy programming that who knows what, you know, lizard person or reptilian energy programmed the human mind to think that there's pain in birth.
Yeah.
It's ecstasy. And,
yep.
And you know, I mean, before I did this with pyramids, people were doing it in swimming pools and jacuzzis and with the right temperature and the right, you know, and they were
mm-hmm.
having painless birth. You know, it's,
mm-hmm.
it's
mm-hmm.
so sad that people have to go through this pain.
Yeah.
But the other side of the coin, though, the nutritional products that you're putting in the body are necessary for the mother, and there are the exercises that are necessary so that it relaxes the mom because, you know, moms are so programmed that it's going to hurt, you know. And
yeah.
Supposedly, I haven't given birth to anybody myself, but you know, the pain is worse than any male could
comprehend.
Ever, you know, sustain. And
mm-hmm.
and that's just crap BS stuff. You know, it's so
mm-hmm.
sad.
Mm-hmm.
And women go through that every single day.
Yeah.
And doctors, of course, like to you know, scare them a little bit. Oh, you got to
yeah.
have medical care. We got to watch you. You could bleed to death at birth. And blah 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 blah. That's so
yeah.
sad. Yeah.
I know. I like your. I take your vitamins and your minerals. Unbelievable.
Yeah, I really don't call them mine. I just call them God minerals and stuff because all that stuff was divinely inspired. All those formulas.
Right.
And I have, you know, I'm not the smartest guy in the world. I have formulated for other companies, but I also came up through a legion of formulating guys. In other words,
right.
I work with Pavel Arola and Dr. Donsbach and Don Anderson and from Integrated Health, which became Isogenics. And Donsbach was brilliant, by the way. I worked with the National Health Federation. He was brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
And he was
mm-hmm.
one of my greatest teachers of formulation.
Mm.
And I worked with a guy named Harold Keith, who studied in the Ekankar. There was a guy down there named Paul Twitchell, who used to make these divine formulas back in the late 60s, early 70s. I mean, I was blessed to grow up with some of the greatest, and Dr. Christopher, John Christopher, you know,
mm-hmm.
he was the herbal formula. He was the god of herbal formulations in this country, John Christopher. I knew him. I used to rub his shoulders and give him a massage at the National Health Federation. He was a very old man when I met him, and I was a young guy, and this guy was like a white brotherhood master. He was so
really?
Wise, John Christopher. His son runs his company now. And you know, I got to grow up with these guys, and they taught me their tricks and their wisdom, and my God, you know, it's
yeah.
amazing. And that's where those formulas really come from. So
that's amazing.
I have a bit of guilt when I say they're mine, because they're really a conglomeration of the great masters that, you know,
mm-hmm.
inspired
mm-hmm.
me to do this kind of work. Yeah.
That
make more sense?
Yes, it does.
Yeah. The receptor technology and the projector technology is Pleiadian Andromedan with me interpreting what it is. I really don't think I can invent anything, you know. I have great teachers that show me how to do stuff. I think I'm basically kind of stupid. I have
I
a great retention
so,
for knowledge. That I do have. But being a innovator, nah, I cheat, you know. I hang out with Pleiadians. Boy, we were out there the last couple of days. My friend came up from Paraguay.
Mm-hmm.
And he runs the, his name is Marco Luther, he's German. He comes from a very powerful German family. And we have the RaysOfTruth.tv website. So I went out and I spent $5,000, you know, a lot of hard-earned money there, and bought me a Sony high-definition camera.
Wow.
So video, a high-definition, like, I see the same camera that they use on the news and stuff,
mm-hmm.
I have one of them. Not,
wow.
not an amateur home version, I bought the real deal. You know
right.
what I mean?
Right.
And so it took the two of us a day to figure out how to turn it on. That's, we couldn't figure out how to use it.
Wow.
And finally we got it turned on. And then I had this 62-gigabyte hard drive to go with it, which the news people use, but we never got to that. We just put a damn tape in it, a special high-definition, you know, as many DVD tape.
Mm-hmm.
And we went out And we went to all the places where I went with, I had contacts with Sannyasi from the Pleiades and Andromeda, where there was demonstrations where pictures were taken that I had taken with a 35 millimeter camera, mm-hmm. which are going to be injected into this video, you know, that we're doing.
Right.
And it was really a trip, especially when we got over to 3096 Nestall Road in Laguna Beach, at an area of Laguna called Top of the World. That's where in 1971 I had my first encounter with Sannyasi. Mm-hmm. So we filmed the house, you know, without, you know, embarrassing the owners and what people own it now. I'd love to buy it. If anybody wants to buy a house that will be worth a heck of a lot of money, 3096 Nestall Road is the one you want. That house will become infamous. And the funny thing about that house is that on that street, back in 1928, that house wasn't there then. It was probably built in the late 50s, early 60s.
Mm-hmm.
But in that same street was a dirt road, and right where the house was where George Zdemski lived.
Mm.
He had an old shack up there. And he's probably the only guy up there. An old dirt trail ended up there on Nestall Road, where it is today. It was just an old dirt trail, and that's where George Zdemski, the first documented, accepted, and controversial contactee in the whole world, was George Zdemski. And he lived on the same street, the same location, but it wasn't a street then. It was just an old dirt trail.
Did I tell you what happened to me when I took my projectors out of my room in the office?
No.
Pleiadians, the Andromedans came in and wanted to know what I was doing. I said, I'm putting them up in my home.
Really?
Yeah, honest to goodness. They came in, what are you doing? What's happening? You know, and I just told them, I'm just going to send them up at home. And they've been in the room several times. They've been helping me tremendously.
Wow.
And I suspect with this energy, with the projectors, Fred, had I not seen the projectors in the room, I don't know if I would have been able to see this light today. I've never seen this kind of light before.
Well, yeah, I understand what you're going through, and that's a big transformation.
Yeah.
And what it is, it's increasing your bandwidth.
Yeah.
You know, and that's basically what it is. I mean, that sounds simple, but I just know for a fact your DNA, you know, your DNA is constantly degrading in the normal world, with the ELF world, what I call the normal world. You have an aging problem.
Right.
And when you start using the technology of the respiraling of the DNA with a projector and the despiraling of it into the fourth dimension, you're really not taking it apart. You're transcending it. So you're fixing it. You're fixing the foundation. You're shoring up the foundation while you're building a tower into infinity. That's what you're doing.
That's
great. Why one's a wave device. And you're verbalizing, but I have sold. I can't believe how many projector systems. I went through the inventory, and we have 3 left.
Really?
We got more blanks. We got to make a bunch more. We can assemble them. We got the raw materials and the basic blanks.
Right.
I can't believe how many people are buying, you know, using these things now, it's amazing. It's just amazing, and no one has been disappointed.
I can't tell you how many phone calls.
Nobody.
I can't tell you how many phone calls I've got from people asking me how to set up the projectors in their room.
Yeah.
And the phone calls are still coming, and I call them back. I'm as kind as I can be.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's so wonderful to work with these people, and they're very open.
Yeah.
Extremely open, and it's
fun.
Oh,
they are, and I guess, you know, that's a requirement or something to have them. But, you know, well, you know, there's, my God, you know, I was out with my friend last night, Gene, and he, of course, is working with Homeland Security, and we're doing these container systems coming into this country. And, you know, in the conversation, what came up was, you know, the projectors.
Yeah.
And here was a billionaire businessman that had no idea about any of this stuff. He bought a projector system from me. It was interesting the way he paid for it. The president of the Bank of America calls me up from the Southern California. Says, what's your account number? And I said, this is what it is. He says, you'll have the money in a minute. in a minute. An account transfer in 1 minute.
That's amazing.
And he did. I went online and looked at my account, and 1 minute later, there was money in there. You know what I mean?
Wow.
I couldn't do that. I have to go down there and fill out paperwork when I buy things overseas, and it takes a couple of days. It said to take 1 minute.
That's amazing.
Yeah, and that was for a projector system. Yeah, he wanted that bad.
Yeah.
And it was funny, when he came into my house one night, there was a beautiful master crystal on the floor down the crystal room.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't know anything about crystals. He'd never even seen one before.
Mm-hmm.
He
mm-hmm.
stopped and he says, he starts pulling out $100 bills and he says, tell me when to stop because I'm taking that home. And I stopped him at a certain point. I actually overpaid by $200. So the next day when I delivered the crystal, I had to take a $200 refund to him. But I mean,
gotcha.
That people, it gets them, you know, it gets them. It's
well,
really
it took
cool.
me a long time to get a Master Crystal.
Saying, I've had so much fun with this stuff for the last year. I love it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The Master Crystals really work. I have one under my table, as you know.
Yeah.
And I have clients coming in, and they actually get heated up with it.
Oh, yeah.
It's amazing. I mean, my clients can feel it under the table. I talk to them and say, can you feel the crystal? Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And I have one that gets red in the face, and, you know, she gets hot all over. It's really
yeah,
amazing.
Yeah, it's got a histamine reaction, yeah.
Yep, so it works. I mean, it's a good little baby. I love this crystal.
Yeah, no, they work really well.
And,
you
know.
The other day I got Jimmy Coleman, you know, and I found a crystal that he had hidden away down there, and I got it. I got a 50-pounder out here with clarity like you can't believe. It's on our website now.
Really?
Because, well, they all came out of the same mine, you know,
mm-hmm.
and they pulled
mm-hmm.
about 5,000, 200 or 300 out over the lifetime from the 40s.
Mm-hmm.
And there ain't no more left.
Yeah.
And so you're blessed to have one. And,
yeah.
And
I love it.
And they're like gold. I mean, look, like I paid $80 for mine 35, 40 years ago in the living
mm-hmm.
room because, you know, from a doctor. He basically was dying of cancer and he wanted to teach me a lesson.
Mm-hmm.
And I sold it for $500, and then I had to buy it back and eat humble pie because I got greedy.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, today that crystal will bring $10,000. And that
wow.
one I sold to the Buddhist over in Hawaii.
That's 600 pounds?
It's on the Internet. That Shiva Lingo crystal.
Yeah.
Is worth, I sold it to him for $25,000. Well, actually, I brokered the deal with Jimmy Coleman, and today it's worth millions. Couldn't
really?
Buy that. You could go out there with $5 million, they'd laugh at you.
Wow.
So they actually have an investment value,
mm-hmm.
now, which is
mm-hmm.
really interesting.
Mm-hmm.
It's an estate value, I should say.
Yeah. Yeah.
So they have to cover the Coleman mine. They have to be a right, you know, right, left spin, you know, above the equator kind of thing, or they don't work.
Right.
There's lots
right.
of big, beautiful crystals that come out of Peru and Brazil, especially big, beautiful things. But if you look at them, they're not... They don't have the constitution of the Coleman's Northern, and they don't do the healing work. They're psychic
right.
stuff. We use
right.
them in our systems for psychic work, but
right.
they're not healing crystals like, you know, like these are.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm finding out that the aura is quite an instrument for the body. It's just absolutely beautiful the way it works. I'm amazed to see how many different colors and how the body is protected by the aura. It's just amazing.
Yeah. Yeah,
just,
although when you wear the receptor, the aura gets stronger on the person than the outside environment.
Yep.
So you affect the environment. When you walk in the room, you take over. But if your aura is not healthy, you walk in a room and you're intimidated.
Yes.
And that goes with radiation. You know, if you don't have auric offset created by something like a nuclear receptor, and I'm not saying, you know, like, I know a lot, like Chuck Norris, for example.
You know,
he's never bought a nuclear receptor. A lot of martial artists have. But I know he's so powerful that he won't have any radiation cancer problem because he has auric offset built in by his own personal discipline.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
a lot of people don't have the time and energy to work out every day all their lives like Chuck Norris.
Mm-hmm.
And so the receptor gives them that protection that he has because he works out every day. Bottom line is that when he gets older, you know, like Jack LaLanne, he's starting to fade a little bit. If Jack LaLanne, for example, would put that receptor on now, he'd get 10 more years, I'll bet you, of life and energy. It makes the quality of life a lot better.
Well, I'll tell you, it makes a big difference wearing that receptor. I remember when I first got mine and the dark stuff. Matter of fact, I called you from Wellsboro, Pennsylvania. I said, Fred, I got
that.
A lot of black pouring out of my back. And you said, well, that's all the x-rays.
Yeah, I remember that, the black stuff, yeah.
Yeah, and then I just called you every day and let you know what else was coming out and what else was happening with my brain. So it was an interesting necklace. It really works.
Yeah. Well, what you were getting was a reverse photon experience.
Really?
You had an absence of light in your body,
mm-hmm.
and the photon is a quantum unit of energy that creates, you know, it's got all seven colors in it. It's white light. But when mm-hmm. you have an area of death from x-rays, dead cells,
mm-hmm.
as the white light comes in, what you see is the exiting factor of the dead cells. And in physics, we call that antimatter, and dark
mm-hmm.
matter is actually a better... It's got energy. It's
yep.
got just as much energy in that dark matter energy that's leaving you
mm-hmm.
as the light coming in. But the bottom line is it doesn't work with a living life form that likes three-dimensional light like we do.
Mm-hmm.
So what happens
mm-hmm.
is the dark matter goes out of your body, the dark energy, and it converts it into white light, and it comes back. You follow what I'm saying?
Yes, yes.
So you have to have a stage right exit of the sickness, and it's just energy. But it's not
yep.
working for your body. It's disharmonious.
Right.
So it has to go out, and then it can come right back in, and it's fixed. You know?
That's amazing what the body can do. I mean,
yeah.
the body is just completely transforming all the time.
Yeah.
It's just
well,
absolutely
the body is
amazing.
A transformer.
Just transforming. It's constantly changing all the time.
Yeah.
And we're growing all the time, spiritually.
Yeah.
You know? And it's just wonderful to be able to see all this work, you know, really happen. I just, today was a very interesting day to be able to see that color in the spine along outside my room. So there's so much happening, Fred. If people could only see what we could see, and I think if they would buy these things and realize the power that are behind these,
yeah.
I think they would be amazed, especially when you're saying that Jack LaLanne could get another 10 years out of
oh,
his
easily.
Life. That's amazing.
Yeah. Well, you know, Ken Norton, he's on our website under the celebrities.
Right.
Ken Norton had this horrible car wreck, you know, after his career was over.
Okay.
And he was pronounced pretty much dead. And while he was doing, he had an old 8-track tape, and he was coming off the Highland off-ramp and off the Hollywood Freeway on Highland, and he was concentrating on putting a tape in his tape player. He wasn't drunk. He never drank in his life. And the car went off the road and flipped about 50 times into this hole, you know, which is there.
Wow.
And he got that, you know, he had a lot of, he didn't have arthritis. He was lucky that way. But he was really limited in his movement after that. He used to come over here limping, you know, a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Great
mm-hmm.
body, great physique. I'd die for his body. Most men would, even today. But after he put that receptor on, he won't take it off. He'll
yeah.
get, you know, it's a silver one. I offered to give him a gold one free. He won't take it. He says, no, this works for me. If it don't work, if it's not broken, don't fix it. That's exactly
That's
what
right.
he told me. He
That's
has
right.
a 3-carat diamond in it that he got from his mom. You know, it was a family heirloom. He put that
mm-hmm.
in there, and he still goes down to this jewelry shop that I turned him onto, and he gets it polished once a month, you know, because it's so
mm-hmm.
active,
mm-hmm.
it turns black. Ken Norton
yeah.
is a walking, living, talking legend anyway.
Yeah.
He goes,
yeah.
he won't take that receptor off, and he is getting those benefits that Jack LaLanne could get, or Chuck Norris, for that matter. You know,
it's amazing.
He's getting the benefit. And
yeah.
I don't know, I forget how old he is. He's a little older than I am. And his son has become a friend of mine now. He's teaching defensive at, you know, football over at Kenny Jr. He was a San Francisco player, you know, played for
mm-hmm.
the San Francisco
mm-hmm.
team, NFL. Retired now. And his son is getting into it. And it's fun to watch Kenny Jr. because he doesn't understand Dad. But he knows Dad is consistent, and Dad's doing really well. He doesn't have to worry about Dad getting into an ambulatory state or needing any kind of help as he gets old, because Dad's doing just fine. You know what I mean?
Yep.
And it's fun to watch these super-tuned athletes do just fine. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you know, the amazing part is that the necklace actually comes in three different things, I think. Is it silver, gold, and platinum, if I
yeah.
remember? And I've got a platinum bridge on my receptor. But I what is the platinum? It's got to be unbelievably powerful.
Well, what it is, it's platinum is a very dense metal.
Okay.
So anytime you have density in a metal, you know, what happens is it becomes very powerful under change. It's dormant until you put energy change. So if you mentally focus on its construction, you know, in other words, the receptor, and ask it to do something, it will do it with ferocity. Okay?
Really?
It's a ferocious metal, yeah. And whereas gold is a balancer. It just balances you, and then that causes your body to heal. And because it's such a, you know, gold is created, and platinum, both are created in the sun before the earth was kicked out. Platinum is not created on the earth like crystals form, you know, because of the energy here. Crystals form, they aren't created with the earth. Platinum and gold created with the earth. You follow me? Came from the sun. So they're different kinds, they're different energy. One is a balancing effect, one's an amplifier. So when you make a disc out of gold, you know, and then you put a bridge on it, a platinum, it's just the platinum just sucks the energy out of the gold and projects it back through that hole in the center. Yeah. And I'm telling you, it's like with Wesley Snipes, you know, the guy we were talking about earlier.
Right.
He paid $18,000 for his original platinum receptor many years ago.
Mm-hmm.
When he was down in Namibia, Africa, making the two movies back, he was making a film, he went to put his projector on, receptor on, and he realized it had been stolen from his baggage when he went through Heathrow Airport. And I said, Wesley, you know better than that.
Mm-hmm.
He had to replace it. I said, he was thinking like, well, you got one for $18,000, he'll get another one for $18,000, right?
Mm-hmm.
Replacement was $35,000.
Wow.
Today's prices. And I said, you know, Wes, I know you're watching your money and blah, blah, blah. You got this trial coming up. He didn't acknowledge it. He says, when can you have it in my hand?
Mm.
$35,000, when can you have it? I want it now. And that's because he'd had one of the other ones for 10 years or more using it since he was a young guy. He's still pretty young, but he's way back young then.
Yeah.
And you know, luckily he's able to afford the difference, but I mean, platinum is going through the roof. It's $1,600 an ounce now. And what people don't realize, it costs to heat platinum up and put it into a shape, you have to have rhodium and or some other metals. And it takes $1,000 worth of metals to heat up any amount of platinum to put it into a shape. So when people ask for a platinum bridge, yeah, it probably costs more than the whole piece itself, but it's well worth it because we have to burn up these other metals to make it even work.
Well, I'll tell you, I've got a platinum bridge on my nuclear receptor, and boy, I'll tell you, it's powerful.
That's what I have on mine. You know, I wore Wesley's. When Wesley ordered the platinum receptors, the first one and the second one that he bought, I tried to wear them. I hated them. They burned me out. I mean, he's a martial artist like Norris is. I couldn't handle the energy. I literally couldn't. I'm not that kind of shape. I don't really. I'd love to be in that kind of shape. I don't have the time for a daily workout of 6 hours every day. That's what he usually does. 6 hours,
that's
5
incredible.
Days a week workout. That's pretty tremendous. But you know, if you ever see him with his shirt off, you'll see why.
Well,
anyway,
he's an incredibly built guy. I mean,
he's got the hourglass figure. He is fast. He is strong. He's a cool guy.
Yeah, and very, very nice guy.
Yeah.
Norris is
good, too.
Huh?
No, Chuck Norris is in good shape, but Chuck Norris wouldn't have a fighting chance in hell if he were to go into a martial arts tournament against Wesley Snipes. Wesley's undefeated he's the eighth degree. You know,
he's pretty fast, but I think the fastest guy around was Bruce Lee, to be honest with you.
I totally agree, and that's what I always told Wes and I. We talk, and he says, "You know," I say, "You got Wesley has a body like Bruce Lee."
Yeah.
He does, but I've seen him work out and fight, you know. He has the moves that Bruce Lee has. I mean, you never, I couldn't describe it on this show, watching this man work out and what he can do.
I can imagine.
It's beyond, you know, I know what Ken Norton could do. I knew Muhammad Ali. I've seen them fight. I know them personally, both of them. I have some friends of mine that are welterweight, you know, boxers.
Mm-hmm.
They don't move. I mean, they're in slow motion to what these martial artists like Bruce Lee.
Yeah.
And Bruce Lee was amazing.
Yeah.
But his head, of course, his head broke. He was so strong, but his, you know, his arteries in his head. People don't realize that whenever you get a concussion, that's a bruise, and that cuts your physical activity down because all the blood has to go through your brain at some point.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have a concussion, it can't go through, and it completely kills you physically.
Yeah.
And I think that Bruce Lee was not aware of it, probably had some form of concussion from some activity, maybe fighting or practicing or sparring or whatever he did. And it showed up as a blood clot because that's how he died.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah. No, I have a lot of, you know, Wesley. You know, like, you know how you see him on the, when he plays that vampire that he plays. He runs, you know, at the wall. He runs full on at the wall, and then he walks up the wall because he's got enough momentum, and then
he walks up
upon the ceiling. Have you seen that move that he does in Blade? The guy runs at the wall, jumps up, puts his feet on the wall, walks the wall, clear up the ceiling, and then comes back down facing the other way. You ever seen that move?
Yes, I saw that.
Okay. So I asked Wesley one day, I said, now that move, you know, we all know what it is. He says, yeah. I said, how good are you at that? His answer was, on a good day, I'm good at it. He says, there's a lot of days where I've done it, and I did it, and I fell before I got all the way around.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. He says, that's considered a very bad day because it's a very bad fall.
You imagine.
Yeah, and he says he doesn't try to do it that much anymore. When he was younger, he did a lot of it. Obviously,
yeah.
Blade series is over, but I mean, he says, you know, it's just not the thing to do. It's very, very complicated, and it's very painful when you fall off the ceiling straight down on your head.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Yeah.
I can imagine.
Yeah.
He's a great guy. I talked to him. I think you said you...
Yeah, you talked to Wesley one day.
Yeah, he called me at school, and I talked to him for like, I think it was almost an hour.
Yeah.
And we were talking about the projectors and stuff, and that was just fabulous. He's a really, really great guy.
Yeah, no, I forgot. That's right. You had a personal encounter with him. That's cool.
Yeah, nice guy. Really,
and then
really
he got frustrated because he kept calling me up, and he says, where's that Steve Barish? You know, I can't reach him. Now, normally, you never reach Wesley Snipes, and he kept complaining to me he couldn't reach you enough.
Well, I've been so busy. You know, I get busy with, you know, so much with massage work and energy work, and I'm calling, thanks to you, I'm calling a lot of people. You know, they're asking me questions about the projectors and how to hook them up and how to do this and do that.
Yeah. Well, we're going to take this to another level this year in 2008.
I think so, Fred, because it's happening now.
Yeah. Anyway, we're running out of time. We're done. Go ahead, and we, you know, there's always new listeners on this station, I mean, on my show. So go ahead and tell people how to reach you and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I'm Steve Barish, and it's 585-746-8321.
And you don't, and what's your email address?
Email is StephenABarish@rr.com.
Yeah, that's for railroad, right? When they railroad you out of town.
Yeah, I think it's Roadrunner.
I think it's Railroad. Yeah. So how's your car doing? You been out driving around in the snow?
Oh, no, I haven't been. No, it's a 600 horsepower, 2,000 pound pocket rocket, so it's away for the winter. But I am going to bring it to Florida so you'll be able to drive it.
Wow, now we're talking.
Yep. I'm bringing it down there. I promise you, it'll be there for you to drive.
I should bring one of my cars down there, but it's too far to drive. I'll come down.
That's a long way. It's 3,000 miles.
Yeah, it's 3,000 miles. Yeah, it's about, what, 800-mile drive?
No, Miami is 1,500.
That's a good drive. Just make sure when you check into motels at night that the car is secure. Find yourself places to put that thing where it's out of sight. I don't want to see you just somebody steal it.
No, I what I'm going to do is probably find an area at nighttime, maybe even a rental place where I can lock it up and borrow a rental and just keep it hidden.
Well, you know, there's a lot of motels when you're traveling that have garages. You know, little places usually do.
Okay.
Along that route. So you might look on the internet before you go down there.
Okay.
Yeah, and just check it out and make sure, you know. And by the way, make sure you put a load jack in it. I always put that in my exotic cars because it's necessary. Do you have a load jack in it?
I could get one, Fred. Thanks for telling me.
Yeah, get a load jack. That costs $1,000, but it's worth it.
Okay.
It's worth it. That way, if anything happens to that car, you will get it back.
Okay.
Yeah, so get the low jack in it sometime before you take it on a drive like that. Well worth
it. I'll do that.
Yeah.
I'll do that.
All right, we got to get out of here, man. We had tonight Steve Barish. You've been listening to Dr. Fred Bell's Health Science and Energy Show. My website is www.paradigm.com. Obviously, I'm at bbsradio.com. And we have had fun with Steve Barish. My email is fredbell@paradigm.com. And if you can't spell Paradigm, type my name, Fred Bell or Dr. Fred Bell, in any search engine, and it will take you to these places. That's all the time we have tonight. It was fun. Hope to see some of you in Woodland Hills this weekend. And here we go.